The debt ceiling standoff continues on Capitol Hill, just a week away from a potentially devastating debt crisis. President Obama and House Speaker Boehner both addressed the nation separately last night, with the president calling for compromise and Boehner saying talks with the White House have been futile. Meanwhile, a new poll out this morning shows financial anxiety is a growing problem for more Americans. To find out whether investors are also anxious, we're joined now by well-known Boston money manager and financial advisor John Spooner. Good morning, John, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
A pleasure to be here.
John, you spend all day, or at least most of your day, talking to clients about their money. How are the stalemated negotiations around the debt ceiling changing those conversations in the last few days or the last couple of weeks?
Well, actually, it's been 3+ years of anxiety to high anxiety to fear. And we're now in the mild high anxiety realm. And I've been telling clients for some time, think about it, folks. The news every day for the rest of your lives is going to be horrible. So if you're in business, you have to adjust to it and try and beat the competition. And this stalemate will be resolved, in my view. And this area of anxiety, it will be resolved one way or the other, and mostly pushed down the road, as commentators have been saying for some time, to be dealt with in more depth at a later time. So the problem, of course, is brinksmanship and the disgust of the American public with what's going on in our governments.
What's the most common thing you're hearing? Are people anxious about their money? Are they anxious about what might happen if Congress and the president can't reach a deal?
They're anxious because there's always fear of the unknown. And in my view, since I've manage people's money through at least 4 to 5 areas of actual panic from Kennedy assassinations, 9/11, etc. And in every single case, and I believe this one too, people should be buyers on weakness, not sellers, unless you think it's absolutely all over for America, which in my view, it isn't. So I would say 2% of my calls are semi-panicked about the situation. 2%, no more. Mainly because people have been beaten over the heads and shoulders by me for years about scared money never wins.
Is this why Wall Street has been sort of blasé in its response so far, John Spooner? Because it's waiting to see what happened and it's remained calm so far as a result?
Well, basically, I think Wall Street is and always has been a rather cynical place. And we've seen more bumps of the road in the decade since 1999 to now than in almost any other decade in our history, Bob. And yet people who hung in there are still standing, wonder of wonders. But their big question is, which I try and answer, okay, we know all this stuff. This crisis will pass to be replaced by another one. But what do we do with our money?
And so your response to that is?
My response to it is, you have to have a game plan, not random throwing darts at various things. And in my view, where do you put money today? Because interest rates are so incredibly low, 0.25% or almost nothing on CDs and money funds, and particularly retired people, that's the cadre that's in danger, as well as the young people in this country. We are in my view, Bob, the most Darwinian world you and I have ever seen. Meaning if it's survival of the fittest, there are people and businesses that are going to do just fine to great and are doing fine to great. And big American global brands are in most cases the best financial shape they've been in years. So I advocate dividend payers, the global brands. You can buy bonds, preferred stocks, convertibles, that can pay you better than 30-year bonds where the rate is 4% plus. So have a game plan, be conservative, buy the great financial companies who can grow their dividends.
Can you give us one example for the people on the other end of the radio saying, okay, who is John Spooner specifically talking about?
Well, as far as companies are concerned, I have always been a contrarian. Go against the crowd. Energy companies, big pharmaceutical companies, which has been a hated group for years, utilities, and telecom. where you can get really kind of a 4% plus actual yield while you wait, plus a potential capital gains kicker, which I think will come in. So those areas are where I'd focus and get your financial advisor to find the companies that suit you in those areas.
In some ways, that's all the plus side. Let me ask you, if we could imagine for a minute the worst case scenario, that it really does happen. There's no resolution in the debt ceiling talks by the deadline a week from today, August 2nd, and the government defaults on its debts. How do you think that'll affect investors?
Well, originally, if that were to happen, there would once again be the panic reaction because nobody knows. Remember Y2K in 2000? Your computers are all going to shut down worldwide at the gong of midnight, and it passed without any real tragedy to anybody. So no one knows in the sphere of the unknown what might happen. But for sure, you're going to get panic selling around the world because it's unthinkable that the U.S. Would renege on their debt. And in my view, they will not.
John Spooner, longtime well-known money manager and author working in Boston. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me, Bob.